USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Kremlin is striking back in the western part of Ukraine. Russia did an airstrike on the capital city of Kyiv after the Ukrainians sunk their battleship. The Pentagon confirming that indeed the Moskva was hit by Ukrainian missiles, though the Kremlin says it was lost in a fire. Russian officials warned it would step up strikes in retaliation. It also warned the U.S. in a diplomatic note not to send more weapons to Ukraine or it could face unpredictable consequences. After 2 months of decline, COVID-19 cases are on the rise in some states. Experts are concerned that the coming wave caused by the BA2 variant will cause hospitalizations to rise in the coming weeks and that the wave will be bigger than it looks. The BA2 variant is about 30% more contagious. Wall Street was closed for Good Friday, but it ended the week in the red. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Five people will split the $50,000 reward for tipping authorities to the subway shooting suspect in Brooklyn, New York. Information from the individuals led to Frank R. James, who was arrested about 30 hours after the attack. The 62-year-old is being held without bail in a Brooklyn detention center. On Friday, New York Mayor Eric Adams honored the MTA workers who aided victims after the shooting.
You risk real danger to save the lives of everyday New Yorkers. When bullets were flying, 33 to be exact, you stayed calm, stayed focused, and you saved lives.
10 people were shot, 19 others were injured in the attack. There were no casualties, and none of the injuries were life-threatening. Some employees at Verizon stores in Washington State voted for the union label Friday. The stores in Everett and Linwood, north of Seattle, are the first unionized Verizon stores outside of New York. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Another bus with migrants aboard has arrived to Washington from Texas.
A fourth busload of illegal migrants has arrived in the nation's capital, being sent out of Texas. The bus arrived Saturday morning after Texas Governor Greg Abbott began to send one bus of migrants a day to Washington, D.C., saying the move is an effort to show President Biden the crisis at the southern border.
We will transport as many as possible. The president has not ever come to the border of Texas and has seen the chaos that he has caused. And if he's not going to come to the border, we're going to take the border to him.
Abbott's move comes as border officials are preparing for a large surge of migrant crossings, expected to be one of the largest in years. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ohio Governor Mark DeWine has tested positive for COVID-19. His office says that he is experiencing mild symptoms and that he received a monoclonal antibody treatment Friday. DeWine, who is fully vaccinated and has a booster shot, is currently in quarantine. The Coast Guard is looking for a man who jumped overboard from a cruise ship as it approached Florida. The Carnival cruise ship Mardi Gras was about 55 miles east of Port Canaveral when the 43-year-old man jumped after midnight Saturday. Police in Northwest Georgia say a man killed his grandmother by stuffing her in a freezer alive. Floyd County police discovered the body of 82-year-old Doris Cummings late Thursday in the home she shared with her grandson, 29-year-old Robert Tincture III. Authorities believe that the murder actually took place late last year. I'm Kenneth Burns.